Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Your Brain on Art by Susan Magzamin and Ivy Ross. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about something as simple as listening to music?
Oh, absolutely. And hi, everyone. So the big idea here is that the arts aren't a luxury, they're a biological necessity. The book makes a case that engaging with aesthetic experiences literally rewires your brain and heals your body. It's based on this field called neuroaesthetics, which is hard science, not soft philosophy.
Right, and I love that they start with this framework they call the aesthetic mindset. It's not about being an artist or having good taste. It's three things: sensory awareness, a sense of wonder, and a drive to create. That first one really got me.
Yeah, sensory awareness. They argue that we've become disembodied minds. We look at a tree to identify its species, but never feel the bark or smell the earth. By training our senses, we can literally change the structure of our brain because it's plastic and changes based on where we direct attention.
And then there's the sense of wonder, that feeling of awe you get in front of a huge landscape or a powerful painting. I didn't realize that awe actually reduces inflammation and lowers cortisol. It makes you feel connected to something bigger, which is such an antidote to loneliness.
Totally. And the third element is the drive to create. That's the most active part, the impulse to make a mark, cook a meal, hum a tune. It's not about the product, it's the act itself. The process engages your brain's executive functions and reward system in a way that's profoundly regulating.
That's where flow comes in. The book talks about flow as that state of complete immersion where time disappears. When you're in flow, your prefrontal cortex, the part that does self-criticism and worry, quiets down. Your brain waves shift to alpha and theta, like meditation.
Exactly. And they also dive into rhythm and sound. Our brains are rhythmic organs, heartbeat, breathing, and walking. When we listen to music, our brain waves synchronize with the beat. That's called entrainment. It's why a fast song energizes you and a lullaby calms a baby.
And the clinical applications are wild. For stroke patients, walking to a metronome can retrain neural pathways for movement. For Parkinson's, music can unlock frozen motor systems. They even use music therapy for premature babies to regulate heart rate and breathing.
Then there's visual art. When you look at a portrait, your mirror neurons fire. You simulate the emotion of the subject. That's how art builds empathy. And they talk about peripersonal space, the bubble around our bodies. A swirling Van Gogh can make you feel dizzy. A calm Rothko can make you peaceful.
Right. Because your brain maps the visual information onto your body. And making art is huge for trauma recovery. Words can be inadequate, but painting or sculpting lets the limbic system speak directly, bypassing language centers.
They also expand beyond the gallery into our built environment. Neuroarchitecture, the study of how spaces affect our brains. Most modern buildings are designed for efficiency, not flourishing. Low ceilings, poor lighting, harsh materials, they chronically elevate cortisol.
But spaces with natural light, curves, wood and stone, they lower heart rate and boost mood. There's a study where hospital patients with a view of a tree recovered faster and needed less pain medication. Our brains evolved in nature, so when we're denied those inputs, we suffer.
And that connects to the social aspect. When a group listens to the same music, their heartbeats synchronize. When a choir sings together, breathing patterns align. Dancing couples motor systems. This is a biological basis for empathy and community, and we've lost so much of that shared experience.
So what's the practical takeaway? They call it an aesthetic practice. It's not scheduling an hour to paint. It's microdoses, put a fresh flower on your desk, take a scenic route, really listen to the rain, cook with attention to color and texture. Tiny choices that accumulate.
And they advocate for social prescribing, doctors prescribing a museum visit or a dance class instead of just a pill. For depression, anxiety, chronic pain, These interventions can be as effective as many pharmaceuticals without the side effects.
Honestly, the one thing I'm taking away is that I am the artist of my own life. Every choice about what I look at, listen to, how I move, it's a brushstroke on the canvas of my brain. That's empowering.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. So the book's message is simple. Art is not in the museum. The art is in you.
And we'll see you in the next one.